Hey, this is Sherry Harmel, and before we get into the show, I want to invite you to join the VIP waitlist for my new book, Designing Your Fabulous Next Chapter. Just like the show, this workbook and journal will help you overcome the challenges on your journey to finding your joie de vivre. Go to www.extraordinarywomenmagazine.com to sign up now. Have you ever purchased something and when you bought it, brought it home and you tried it on, you asked yourself, what in the world was I thinking of? The outfit doesn't fit. It looks terrible on you. But in your mind, it was going to look and feel great on you. You have to try things on to decide whether or not they fit and whether or not they look good on you. Well, the same goes for your next chapter goals, and that is what we're going to talk about today. Welcome, everyone. I am Sherry Harmel, your host for the Extraordinary Women podcast show. And today, we are going to jump into step six of my seven-step framework that is all about creating your own fabulous next chapter. This step is about trying on your goals, trying on your plan to see if it fits and whether or not the goals and the plan is as comfortable and amazing as you imagined. In a previous life, I worked as a career coach with university engineering students, and they identify this step as something called prototyping. But what does prototyping actually mean and how do you do it? Well, you can prototype in many different ways, but basically it means that you take an idea that you have, even a goal that you have, maybe that you wrote out last week when you did your next chapter plan in step number five, and you try it on. You try on that goal. You try on the task that you laid out to see if it feels right, to see if it fits into the life that you imagine for your next chapter. When you try it on, you will know, does it need to get tossed? Does it need to be replaced by another goal? Does it need to be tweaked in some way? Or is it perfect, just as you designed it? So, what are the different ways that you could prototype your next chapter dreams? Number one, and this is the easiest, probably the simplest way to prototype, and that is to connect with people who are doing the same thing that you want to do. These are like the old informational interviews that we told our kids to do when they were thinking of pursuing a particular career path. Try arranging conversations with people who are doing what you want to do, as well as those who maybe were in it for a while and then chose to move on. That way you can decide what is best for you. You'll get that 360-degree view of what you have on your plan, both those of people who are doing it, as well as people who maybe did it for a while and left it. Also, by talking to people, you'll be building a community around what it is that you're very interested in. You know, whatever it might be, building a community has huge value going forward. I don't care if it's a sport that you want to pursue like pickleball or an art career, potentially a side gig, whatever it might be. You'll get ideas and valuable feedback, but also having a community around us, and we have many, right? Because we have many different interests, but having that community is a significant contributor to our own positive well-being. Very important as we move into this next chapter of our lives. The next easiest way to prototype is to shadow someone who's actually doing what you're thinking of doing. Last year, I was on the most amazing flower garden tour in Provence, France, and I met a young woman who at that time was an executive with a major media company. In her heart, though, she loves flowers, and she really wanted to, on the side, potentially pursue a flower business. What she was planning by the end of our tour was to take a sabbatical from her corporate job and shadow one of the women that was actually leading the flower and garden tour, just to see what is it like to own a flower shop? What is it like to do tours, garden tours, flower tours? What does that look like? What does that feel like? Shadowing someone really gives you an opportunity to look behind the scenes, sometimes of what you don't hear when you have a conversation. You'll get to step into the dream as though, you know, that is your job. And that really helps you to be realistic about what's ahead and to make the decision, do I love the day-to-day work that is involved if I pursue that particular dream or that particular plan? Now, another type of prototyping is trying something out without making a huge financial investment. And I'll explain why that's so important. Say it's a side gig that you have an idea for. Maybe it's Etsy or it's an Amazon shop, or you want to start a podcast, or you want to run tours to France because that's a place you've visited many times, you know it well, and you love it. Maybe you just want to do cooking classes out of your home. I suggest this because it's an opportunity for you to dip your toe into the pool where you want to be. A, you will learn so much about what is this all about without putting your finances at risk. And as we move into this stage of our life, the one thing that I've noticed is that I can't make up for mistakes, financial mistakes, as quickly as I could when I was in my 30s, my 40s, and even my very, very early 50s. And so consequently, financial risk is a much bigger deal when you reach an older age than it is when you're younger and at the beginning of your career. Someone I know, I've known her for years and years, didn't do this. And I'll give you a kind of paint the picture of what this looked like. Let's say her name is Mary. I need to keep confidentiality here. Mary always loved to shop and to decorate homes, but her day job, which paid immensely well, had nothing to do with decorating or design. Because she made really good money, though, she decided that she wanted to try it out. And I say try it out with quotes because she actually opened a retail decorating shop. This was not a toe dip, right? She rented a space, she bought inventory, and she even hired a friend to run the shop. I should add that the friend also didn't have any retail experience. This just sounded like a really good idea, right? Well, after a few years and loads of money spent, Mary had to close her shop. And I found that so sad because it was completely possible that if Mary had started, say, with an online shop, or maybe had done a once a month, you know, pop-up in a local warehouse, or shops do that all the time, usually empty spaces, that would have given Mary the opportunity to figure out, A, if she was suited to the retail business, and also to grow a following so that if she decided to open a retail shop where you take on all of the expenses associated with renting a space and hiring staff and opening hours, all of that, by doing something like a once a month pop-up or doing an online shop, it would have helped her to see, do I have a large enough following here? Do I have enough people who are going to buy what it is that I'm selling that this can be profitable? When you stick your toe in, you're not taking on the financial commitments that you take on when you take a deep dive right into whatever it is that you want to do. So trying out your ideas without going all out, especially financially, can help you decide if your next step is that you want to commit the funds and jump in 100%. Now, let's say you want to run cooking classes out of your home. How could you prototype that? Well, some idea might be to share this share what you want to start with your friends and tell them you want to create this side gig, but you want to know if they'd be willing to kind of be guinea pigs and give it a try so that you could test out your business idea. Make it free for them, but run the class as if it was a paying cooking class. And that way, not only do you get to see if you like it, if you enjoy it, if it works, if your house is right for that particular cooking class, also you have, because these are your friends, these are your safe friends, you have the opportunity to get feedback. What went well? What didn't work? What would they like to do instead? So that you have an idea of what does, you know, both sides of the counter, so to speak, enjoy about that particular process. Now, let's say you just want to learn a new language. Start with a community college class or even, you know, an app like Babbel, something like that, just to see, you know, what is this going to be about before you commit to, you know, an immersion program in the south of France for 3 months, as an example. Now, maybe you dream of moving to another country or another area in the country that you currently live in. You know, rather than selling your current house, packing a moving van and heading to that city or town, visit for longer and longer periods of time just to make sure it's a fit. I learned that one the hard way. When I got serious about living part-time in Paris, in contrast, I started renting apartments. I rented apartments. Paris Perfect was the website I used. I liked the apartments they had. And I would rent, in the beginning, I rented apartments for like 2 weeks, and then I would go for a month, and then it was a couple of months. And I actually tested out different times of the year and different areas or arrondissements in Paris. And, you know, it was important for me to do that. I learned my lesson, but also I learned that living somewhere is entirely different than staying in a hotel or going on a tour. It's night and day. And therefore, how can you best put yourself in that situation without actually making the financial commitment and the difficult decision, do I pick up and move my life to someplace that I'm just maybe not sure or not as comfortable thinking that is going to be nirvana? This step number six, this prototyping and practicing, is all about figuring out the different ways that you can test out your idea. You can dip your toe into the idea without making a huge investment, certainly not making a huge financial investment. That way you can be sure of your dream, or you can pivot that dream if you find that you like aspects of it, but you want to go a different direction. What is important about this step, step number six, is recognizing that prototyping is all about doing. You cannot prototype by thinking about something. You cannot prototype in your journal. Prototyping only happens, if you talk to any engineers, when you actually create something or do something. You have to be engaged in the doing process to actually prototype anything. This is why many of our vision board ideas actually go nowhere. And I can attest to this myself. So many of my clients and myself would have these fantastic vision boards, but not try on anything that we thought we wanted. Now, another benefit to prototyping is that you learn more about yourself, the real and authentic you. After my divorce, I switched from executive career coaching to working with university students. I worked at MIT for a year, and then I switched over to Northeastern University, both here in Boston. And I was determined, absolutely determined, that my next chapter work was going to be different than anything I had done before. And I had convinced myself that I could show up as a different woman. I was going to stuff down all my leadership and entrepreneurial drives and just do a job, nothing more. I had convinced myself that I could turn off my natural instincts to improve just about everything around me and focus on my social life. Sounds good, right? Well, I did it in the beginning, but as you can guess, it didn't take long before my natural instincts rose to the surface. Our natural talents and instincts are sort of like the beach ball that you try to sit on underneath the water. You know, you can hold it down for a few minutes and then suddenly it pops up to the surface, right? Those are our natural talents and instincts. As an example, you know, it didn't take long and I created a new alumni panel at MIT. And after working at Northeastern for less than a year, I was in charge of rolling out a brand new online career coaching program for students. And that was 4 years before COVID hit. Now, I loved working with students. So there were aspects of the job I absolutely loved. I loved creating new programs for students. I loved being around students. I loved the educational environment. But higher education administration was an alien land for me, and it didn't fit with my natural strengths and my natural instincts. So I realized once I tried on this aspect of my next chapter plan at that time, that was a number of years ago, I realized that it fit horribly. It didn't fit with who I was and my natural inclinations. And so my lesson in all of this is that none of us can be someone that we are not. So you have to try on that lifestyle, try on that side gig, try on that sport, try on that way of eating or living, as I said, lifestyle that you think you want for your next chapter. And then you can decide whether or not you have to switch out that dream because you learned that it wasn't a good fit. Maybe you have to tweak it a little bit, or, you know, maybe it is perfect and you can see how this is going to now develop into something much bigger. But the bottom line is you discover a whole lot more about yourself as you try something out, as you prototype something. So embrace it. Trying something on is the next step for you to create that fabulous next chapter that you see yourself living. And always, always keep imagining yourself as that woman you want to be, experiencing the next chapter that she has created, doing what she'll be doing. Because, ladies, you are that woman, and that life is just around the corner. I want to thank you all for joining me today. And if you enjoyed this video, give me the thumbs up. It matters for LinkedIn and, excuse me, for YouTube. And please do subscribe if you haven't already. I love hearing all of your ideas, your feedback, your thoughts. We are a community. We are another community that is all about supporting you to create your own fabulous next chapter. So happy prototyping, everyone. A biento.